NPR spoke to a number of voters outside their polling places last night. Here's how Izzy O'Connell from Washington, D.C. was feeling.
I'm just stressed. Yeah, I think just a lot of chronic stress, and a lot of people are going to be confused for a while.
Christopher Wilson in Chicago was planning for a long fight ahead.
If we have to go all the way to the Supreme Court, then I say we go all the way to the Supreme Court. You know, I hope we don't have to go to that. That's a lot of taxpayer dollars just to figure out who's going to be the president. But I feel that we have to do what we have to do in order to maintain this democracy.
Arielle Cohane from New York was literally betting on a Trump win.
I put $900 on President Trump already. It's like a 2-for-1, meaning if Trump wins, I'll get $1,800.
Ben Broughton from Dripping Springs, Texas, was also feeling optimistic about the president's chances.
For every Biden sign, you see 100 Trump signs. So, I just don't see it. If there's enthusiasm on the left, I don't see it. I feel more confident now than I did in 16.
Patrick Bosworth voted in Las Vegas. He said if Trump does win, Biden's loss would be an important wake-up call for the Democratic Party.
You know, assuming they lose it outright in a verifiable way, I think there would be a lot of soul-searching that would have to happen around why these voting coalitions aren't working.
Another Vegas voter, Emma Post, told us no matter who wins, she's anticipating it's going to take a lot of work to unite the country.
I just don't think it ends with the election. I think it's this continuous journey that, like, we all have to be committed to long beyond today or next month or next year.
Just a few of the voices from Election Day 2020.